So a church is where there is a genuine affection for truth. That's where there's a church. So, and a church is a church according to its understanding of the word. That's a quote. But where there is an internal, where the internal is active, love to the Lord and love to the neighbor, that is where the church is. And none of that exists without goods and truths from the word. So it's all of those things. And it is people who gather as well, because take just the physical bodies gathering together. The gathering together is a representation of the bringing together of goods and truths and having them related to one another. So it represents a church. But if there is no internal church, then what is external is merely representative of a church. It's not a genuine or true church. There has to be an internal, there has to be a love for the word, essentially, its application. So the processes of regeneration and the reformation of the mind, that has to be happening. So there has to be some form of self-reflection going on. If the internal is a servant to the external, then the internal will die. So that's what this is saying, that you have to have an internal flowing into the external for the external to be living. So if that is there and it's a genuine seeking, then that will be infilled with truth. So what you're talking about there is the presence of good, but good still needs truth in order to give it form. Because good can be there, apparently so, but it's self-serving, and that's not a church.